A number of Midwestern state legislatures, including Iowa, Indiana, and Ohio, introduced bills this session that could give rights to embryos and fetuses. None of the bills passed this year, but they're expected to come up in the future. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krabs reports that some people in the Midwest worry about how this could affect their reproductive choices.
Jacqueline Brock endured grueling fertility treatments for 7 years and all of the emotion that came with it.
I had to stop going to outings with our friends because they would bring their kids or talk about their kids, and I would just cry. I didn't go to a lot of baby showers and things because I couldn't physically handle it.
Brock and her husband James live in West Des Moines, Iowa. Last year, she underwent a third round of in vitro fertilization, or IVF. It produced 2 embryos. She had 1 implanted. This time it worked.
I got a call from our fertility clinic, and all of the nurses and our doctor was on, I'm going to start crying. They were on the phone, and they all yelled out we were pregnant.
Brock's daughter Eloise was born in January. But her joy quickly turned to frustration when, a month later, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that embryos created through IVF should be considered children.
And I remember I just started crying and I was so angry.
Brock says she felt for the women who had to pause their IVF cycles during the initial confusion in the wake of the ruling. But it also made her concerned about the couple's remaining embryo. They really want a second child. At the time, several Midwestern states, including Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri, were considering bills that could impact families seeking IVF. The bills could give some rights to embryos that are generally ascribed to a person. Doctors told Brock she likely can't use the embryo to carry another pregnancy herself for medical reasons, so she and her husband are considering other options like surrogacy. But the precarious legal landscape worries them a lot.
We were talking about, do we need to get a lawyer to figure out what to do with our embryo? Or do we need to move our embryo to another state so that it's safe?
It's common practice during IVF to create extra embryos in case of abnormalities or other issues. And embryos can be easily damaged, as they were in the case central to the Alabama decision. Infertility specialist Abby Mancuso says when embryos are legally considered children, that could have a detrimental impact on doctors like her.
If you're an embryologist or an institution and you could be held criminally liable for any damage that occurred to these microscopic cells, you know, that's obviously a concern.
Facilities also may face civil liability and be sued for a lot of money and damages. Debates over abortion and IVF protections are expected to play a significant role in the upcoming election. Proponents of bills that define life as beginning at conception say they want to ensure they are written so they protect IVF and fertility treatments. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed a law shielding IVF patients and providers from legal liability following the Alabama court decision. But critics say it's not that easy. Sarah Wilson is an attorney who specializes in fertility and adoption practices.
It's hard to really write in exceptions that are truly going to protect families and IVF and other fertility treatments while still keeping the position that an embryo is a person.
Wilson says in the meantime, it's added more stress for her clients who are already going through a difficult, complicated process. It's changed their tone.
Instead of the hope and excitement that I usually hear from them, they come to me with concern and they're scared. They are not sure if their legal parentage will be protected and if they'll have decisions over their own medical care.
Wilson says some of her clients are nervous about what the future might hold and are talking about pursuing fertility treatment out of state. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
This story is a collaboration between Iowa Public Radio, Side Effects Public Media, and the Midwest Newsroom. Side Effects Public Media is a regional health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest.